have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
I want to talk about something, and it is, it's kind of serious, you guys.
Don't, you're going to put on serious music and I can't take you seriously with this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus.
So, on Saturday night, went out for some beverages with some friends. Cam, you were there.
Yeah, I was.
Had a beverage. Great evening, you know. And afterwards, you know, Matt was going to pick me up from the city to come and get me after the drinks. And I was like, that's really nice. So anyway, I said, I'll walk to the other side of the city and I'll meet you somewhere a bit easier to pick me up from. You know, it's okay. So I'm walking. And then it happened. I get that feeling in my stomach that is unmistakable. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is the moment that I shit myself in public.
Were you wearing a wedding dress?
No, I was not. I wish. That would be very dramatic. But no, I think everyone's had this before where you get that feeling in your stomach and it's not like you can hold it. It's like, I have to go now. And I don't know why this happened. I don't think it was anything. I hadn't been that sick or anything. Like, it was like out of the blue. I was like, I have to go. And I just happened to be in this corner of the city where there was no public bathrooms anywhere nearby.
The city actually surprisingly has very little toilets.
It does. It's really bad.
Or you need to know, like, really specifically where they are. Like, there's one where it's like, if I go down into this certain area, I can go upstairs and there's a public bathroom.
Or in this arcade shop something.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there on the corner and Matt's messaging me being like, I'm still a few minutes away, I'm stuck in traffic. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to last a few minutes. I'm going to die right here on the corner of the street. Like, I am not going to make it. And I don't know, there's a real panic that sets in when you think you might shit yourself in public.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
I probably would have sat there and just cried and been like, it's going to happen.
I just, what to do? I was sitting there, I was just like, you know, you try to have that sort of, it's willpower, right? It's willpower. I'm not going to do this. And then I was like, oh no, I definitely am. I'm going to die. And then I stumbled into this random restaurant that was nearby. It was like a Japanese restaurant. There was no one in there. And I just said, can I use your bathroom? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, thank the Lord. And so they gave me the key and I had to go to the bathroom and use the key. And it was that moment of, like, you just make it. Like, I just made it. And I was, like, the biggest relief in my entire life. I thought, I've avoided it. I've managed to avoid shitting myself in the street. And I thought it was going to happen. I thought, what am I going to do? I was already in my head. I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but I was already in my head thinking about the cleanup. If it happened.
Yeah, because then what do you do when Matt comes to pick you up? It's like, do you get in the car with poopy pants?
I was looking around. I was like, there's a bin over there. Could I squat on the bin? Like, I was like, how do I?
No. You would end up on the news for sure.
Oh, my God.
But these are the thoughts you have in
was
that moment.
Was it nighttime?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know.
We left about 7-ish.
7 p.m., 7:30?
It was like peak people.
Oh, yeah,
time.
There are people everywhere time. Like, not like 2 a.m.
What am I going to do? But would I rather have someone laugh and take a photo of me pooing into a bin as opposed to just, like, shitting myself in my pants on this? Like, these are the things you think about where you're, like, trying to go, how do I decide what is worse in this scenario? And you're trying to, like, weigh it up.
Yeah, imagine if you needed to sneeze in this whole situation.
So, look, I know I'm not alone. I know that I am one of many stories of this happening.
That's the music. Please. It's the uprising moment as well. God.
Please share this moment with me.
Stand with Luke.
Stand with me, everybody, please.
Well, maybe sit.
Have you almost shit yourself in public? And what did you do? Please tell us.
Well, have you actually done it? How did you deal with that situation?
How did you deal with that?
What was the fallout?
Monday is here.
But don't worry. Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
We're talking about, because on the weekend, I just had a moment and I feel like this does happen to people, but you know, it's not really fun to talk about. You know, it's a bit taboo. Right? And I had this moment where I was in the city. I had to go to the bathroom very, very badly. And there was no bathroom nearby. And I thought that was going to be the moment that I actually shit myself in public. I was really, oh, I thought this is going to happen. I'd prepared myself mentally for it. I was already thinking about how I was going to clean it up. Like, I was like, this is happening. I can't stop this. You know, it had to happen eventually.
He was writing his letter for running away from home.
I thought I'd be a bit older when it happened, but it happened, you know. It almost happened. I saved myself.
We've gotten a few messages. Dr. Channy has messaged in and said, best topic ever. This is the reason my husband wants to launch Poober. Porta potty to you. And they said, glad you made it, buddy.
Thank you. I was concerned.
Poober, how good's that?
Poober.
That you just like order a porta potty and it comes to you.
Yeah, if it's like, you know, in the vicinity of like 2 or 3 minutes away, I would have done that in a heartbeat. Yeah. That
would
have been
amazing. Would it be like those, like, you know how in San Francisco at the moment they've got those robots that are, well, unfortunately they're designed to move homeless people along, but they're like these, like, self-automated moving around robots. You'd have one that's just a porta potty. And you'd put it in and it just traveled to you. It's completely AI.
And it comes with walls?
Well, that's...
I assume it's not going to be like, here, pop a squat in public.
Yeah.
We had a message in from little Jason as well, who said, laughing so hard at the show this morning, I even farted at the laughter. Did not shit myself, though.
That would have been a shart.
Do you know what? There are... I wouldn't say I've ever, like... we were talking about this before. I've gotten the feeling before, but I've never been worried because I've always seemed to get it where I'm like, oh, I know where a bathroom is from here. Like, because I spend so much time with my work at the moment at shopping centres, I'm usually at a shopping centre and I'm like, quick, I know where to go from here.
Yeah.
But there are those times where you do pass gas and you just go, oh, worried for just a second. You go, okay, no, I'm fine.
But the worst is when you're driving. I got a message from Stacey saying, this happens all the time when I'm driving home very quickly and I think, what if I get pulled up for speeding? Will they believe me that I'm about to poop myself? Would the cops let me go or would they watch me poop? And it's called having pootractions.
Pootractions.
Yeah, it's that cramping then disappearing of pain in the abdomen. It's like, you know, childbirth contractions but for pooping.
It sounds probably worse than childbirth contractions, I think. You know, as a man... As a man, I just wanted to put that out there.
Big yikes.
Of course I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Also, a message in from Mark, who said, who hasn't had that moment? Not actually experienced Brown Town while downtown, but there has been a near miss or number two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's that fear, though. And you get, like, the cold sweats as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like you're trying to hold it and you feel unwell and you just get that whole wave wash over you.
I find this happens to me if I'm doing, like, intense exercise. So things
just
like,
what you want when you do a squat. Like
those kettlebell things where you put them from side to side. When I'm doing stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I need to stop or I'm going to shit myself.
Well, there's that problem as well. Like, if you have your morning coffee, because coffee kind of acts as a laxative, and then you're just like, whoa. Like, there's always, like, about 10 o'clock. You're like, oh, okay, now's the time.
I mean, there's been plenty of times when I've been like, Rach, take over the panel. I've had to leave the room. But like, that's fine. That's, you know, it's a safe environment. There's a bathroom nearby. It's all planned. You know what I mean?
I have had in the city where I didn't know where to go and I knew full well that I was going to spew.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah.
See, vomiting in public is bad as well.
Do you know what I did? I found a bin and I pulled my jacket up over my head to hide myself and just spewed discreetly in the bin.
Hide your shame.
Yep.
Hide your shame. This is a gross topic for this morning.
This is the best topic ever. But thanks everyone for your messages. Ange just sent us a message saying, I was at the football and the man in front of me kept farting. After halftime, the smell never went away. I can only assume he did follow through.
Oh.
Must be quite the game.
I've been somewhere before and I've realised the person in front of me, I could see just over the top of their pants. No, adult diapers. And I could tell. You could tell that they, like, just the waft.
Oh, well, that's fair. They might have needed them. That's
dirty
fair.
Adult diaper.
There's nothing worse. That having those movements of both, of all kinds in public is just the worst. I know there was one time, this is a really gross story as well, I'm so sorry.
Get ready, everyone. Take a big spoonful of breakfast and get ready.
So I was on the dance floor, I had a couple of drinks.
Oh, no.
And I had to vomit. You triggered this, Cam, because you said it.
Yep.
I had to vomit, and I just did, into my hand. On the dance floor. I could not get anywhere. I was standing there, and I was like, here it comes. And I just did it in the middle of the dance floor. Just did it.
Did you then just walk away did you just keep dancing?
I just walked off. I just was like, well, that happened. And I left. I was like, that's awful.
So to expand on my bin story a little bit, right before I reached the bin, I did a little bit, like, came out and I could see it in midair and I could see that it was going to land on this person's car and I freaked out and with both hands, I reached out and clapped my hands around my little bit of spew midair so that it wouldn't land on someone's car. I've never moved so quickly in my life. They're gone. We're done.
If you've got something to add to this conversation, send us a message.
Here on Big Breakfast.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Thank you, Dee. Now, look, we had moved on from the topic of poo.
Oh, but I've got a corker.
But you insisted that you had a great story.
When I say a corker.
Oh, no.
Look, I tell you what, and I did hear you talk, because I don't listen to you often, but I was listening and I heard poo, and it piqued my interest because some years ago now, I was, you know, half of my family is Chinese-Singaporean. My stepmother is Singaporean, so we're often over there for Chinese New Year.
Right.
I went over, and I overindulge in salty and fatty foods when I'm in Singapore.
Sure.
Almost always. And one night, we had to go to a big family church service the next day, and one night I was at home and I was really struggling with my puffiness. I'd puffed up. And my stepmother's sister, who is Malaysian-Singaporean, said that she would cook up a mixture of a special tea that helps with that.
Right.
And it's pronounced puati in Malaysian.
Ah.
Anyway, so I went, had that before bed and in the morning, woke up late because it made me drowsy and had to get on a train to go to the church service with all the family members. And it, I don't know if you've been to Singapore, but it's in an immaculately clean country.
Yes.
Clean, clean, clean. And all the stations are white tiles for miles. Miles and miles of white tiles. And I just looked at my family. I looked at my dad and he looked at me and I just had sweat dripping off my top lid. And he's like, are you all right? Are you all right, honey? And I just launched myself out at the station. Apologies to the people of Singapore for what happened next. And I was in my nice silk pants and I just sat on the floor in that beautiful white Singaporean. Anyway, managed to get call my cousin on her mobile phone who called the authorities at the station, who came and they helped me to the bathroom, which is fine. It was all, the white tiles of Singapore are fine. But I called my cousin and she goes, what were you thinking? Drinking poo tea. And then, because they call it poo tea, it actually is to make you. I didn't know that. I thought it was just something to help with the puffiness.
Right.
But it is apparently
no, it was
a
actually
poo tea.
Designed for that.
So I just went to bed with 2 litres of it in me and then woke up and jumped on a train. But no. So now when I go to Singapore, I know exactly how to treat the
The puffiness.
The puffiness. And she was right.
Oh, yeah. The puffiness disappeared entirely. Yeah.
But I like the way
30 kilos from it.
I love the people of Singapore because they were so polite and they're so concerned not to embarrass you that they pretty much just left me alone. Just let me sit there.
Just sitting there quietly.
Yeah, never again. Never again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dee. And thank you for that great story.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.